In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against the silver word, Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. In another logo, blue clouds swirl in blackness. The metallic arcs of a gyroscope gleam as it spins into view. The words Revolution Studios emerge from the shimmering light. Now a title appears in bold white letters, White Chicks. Black lowercase eyes appear inside their larger counterparts. Now a hazy sky hangs over New York City. Our view glides over rooftops as traffic flows past multi-story apartment buildings. In one neighborhood, kids jump rope in front of a store. Swing this here with the foot of a A sign on an awning reads, Market. A delivery truck pulls up to the curb and three burly men climb out. Inside the store, a mustached Hispanic clerk smokes a cigar as he salsa dances by himself. The men from the delivery truck enter. He waggles his head.
Where's Manny? Tell him. The ice cream man is here.
Manada!
Aquí, papi!
Ven acá!
Aquí, Negrito!
Come in!
A balding man enters, shaking maracas. The two clerks dance.
Huepa loca! Huepa loca! Huepa loca! Hammer time!
They shimmy from side to side.
Hey! Can we get down to business? You got the money?
Aquí. Guantalamela. Aira Guantalamela. Aira Guantalamela. Aira Guantalamela. Tell it, papi.
He said that he's not gonna give you one red cent until you tell him what flavor the ice cream is.
Vanilla. That's what you ordered.
Ronaldo brushes his comb over, then eyes his partner and nods.
Steady.
Okay.
He reaches under the counter.
Yes, yes, yes.
He opens a briefcase. It's filled with money.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Bring in the stuff.
The two other deliverymen exit.
Arnold, what's that?
One of the men wheels in three cardboard vats.
There's your ice cream.
He grabs the briefcase.
Un momento, mono. Darling, I see. Come. Come.
Ronaldo mimes firing a machine gun. Holding a votive candle, he kneels on the counter. He climbs back down.
He's coming. And he say, la 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 bomba, ese testigo, tan poca desgracia.
The clerks pull off masks.
FBI, you're under arrest. He's on a run.
No, he ain't.
The ice cream man runs.
You owe me a dollar.
One of the agents grabs the ice cream man.
Hey, we gonna be quick.
As he punches the fleeing suspect, his partner tackles the other two delivery men. The smooth-faced agent pummels the ice cream man with a series of body blows. The burly suspect throws him back to a counter.
Damn! Now I'm gonna bust your ass.
The ice cream man punches him in the gut, then flings him over the counter.
Is that all your big ass got?
As he puts the burly suspect in a chokehold, his goatee partner draws a pistol on the other two men.
Enough! Get back!
The ice cream man tries to get the smooth-faced agent off his back.
All right, you two over here, right now. I swear, I'll shoot both of you.
As the two delivery men follow his orders, Kevin wallops the ice cream man, who drops to his knees. The agents take turns throwing punches. The ice cream man collapses face down on the floor.
Damn, Marcus! Why you always gotta pick the biggest dude? I don't know. I like a challenge. See? What did I tell you, huh? We did it, right? Huh? Didn't I tell you? Huh?
You the man.
No help, no backup.
You the man.
And we gonna get all the credit. The biggest bust of our career.
Yeah.
400 keys of pure...
He dips his finger into one of the cardboard vats.
Vanilla ice cream? What? Hey, yo, my man! Hey! Where's the drugs?
I know nothing about drugs. I sell ice cream, strawberry, vanilla, Neapolitan, for example.
Three brutes arrive.
Hey, tell
tell Manny's ice cream delivery is here.
Wearing badges around their necks, the agents trade glances. The brutes notice the cowering delivery men.
Never mind. Wrong store.
The agents draw guns. The brutes brandish their own weapons. Kevin and Marcus dive behind counters, and the delivery men run for cover. The brutes riddle the store with bullets.
Marcus!
I'm good!
The criminals flee. The delivery men follow them out.
They're moving!
Let's go!
Outside. As the deliverymen drive off, they cross paths with an identical truck.
Which one? I don't know!
The agents stand at the curb with their guns.
God! Damn! I told you we should call for backup. You know the chief's gonna kill us, right?
Now a man stands in a puddle of melted ice cream.
Let me give you guys a little tip. If you're gonna operate outside the channels, you know, do the whole renegade cop thing, you might want to make sure that you get the right guy.
Well, Chief, we almost had the guy. Our intelligence was just a little off.
Just wait a minute. Intelligence? Look around you, Copeland. There's nothing intelligent about this. Now, I'm tired of your escapades. I want them to stop. The last thing I need is to be the laughing stock of the Bureau. And furthermore, the...
Marcus answers his cell.
Hold me. Hello? Baby, I can't talk. The chief is chewing my ass right now. I gotta call you back, okay? Sorry.
As I was saying.
The pudgy salt and pepper haired chief answers his own cell phone.
Gordon here. Yes, he is.
Scowling, he hands the phone to Marcus, who smiles sheepishly.
It's for you.
Thank you. Baby, I'm still with the chief. No, respect. No, he's really not happy now. Oh, okay, I gotta go by. Thanks, Chief.
He returns the phone.
You guys, get this place cleaned up. I expect to have a full report on my desk tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, I'm checking with the Bureau to see if they got any openings. In Iraq.
As Gordon leaves, two suited agents approach.
Dynamic duo strikes again. Way to go, Baskin and Robin.
Or is it Hog and Dawes?
Hog and Dawes! Woo! You got that?
That's good. I like that. Dawes. Later, Hog.
Yeah, adios, Dawes.
Hate those guys, dude. God. All right. Well, let's get this place cleaned up.
All right.
Okay, so, well, you do the floor, clean all the ice cream up, and I'll go warm the car.
Okay.
As his partner leaves, Marcus stares, perplexed. Nighttime. In an apartment, Marcus opens a refrigerator. Handwriting on a Chinese takeout box reads, "Here's dinner."
Okay. So much for a hot meal.
A woman with her hair in curlers glares, holding her hands on her hips. Marcus quickly puts on a smile.
Hey, baby.
Don't hey, baby, me. I can't believe you had me sitting here all night worried about you.
All night? Baby. It's only 8 o'clock. Look, after work, me and Kevin, we went down to the bar, and we just had a couple of drinks.
I know. I called the bar. They said you left at 7:45. I checked MapQuest, Marcus. It only takes 6 minutes to get there from here. So if you got somebody on the side, Marcus, you need to tell me.
Baby, listen to what you just said. MapQuest said it takes 6 minutes to get here. I got here in 8, which means there's 2 minutes unaccounted for. If I was cheating on you, don't you think I need more than 2 minutes?
She rolls her head sarcastically.
You know what? I ain't gonna deal with this. I'm tired, okay? I had a long day at work. I got shot at.
See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. We don't communicate.
Okay, fine. You wanna communicate?
Yes.
Marcus sits.
Come on. Let's communicate, okay?
Okay. Let's start with last week.
Last week?
You and I were supposed to go shopping together. We get to the mall. I buy this beautiful dress. I get my hair done.
He blinks groggily.
You don't say anything. I don't know. Maybe you just don't want to...
She notices him sleeping.
Marcus!
He wakes up.
Did you hear me just now?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what I said.
Oh, everything. You was communicating.
Marcus, don't play with me right now. I am not in the mood. I cannot believe you came home late and then you start to... Marcus! You are falling asleep again? I am talking to you.
I wasn't sleeping, baby. I was closing my eyes and visualizing your words.
Oh, really? Yeah. Visualizing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you paint me a picture of what I just said?
Hold on.
You know why? Because you are falling asleep again. Marcus! Marcus!
At an FBI office.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Ben and Jerry.
Let me ask you guys a question. When the chief goes to the bathroom, which one of you guys holds his balls and which one wipes?
Oh, that's the ball holder right there.
Yeah. You can tell by the little cup in his hand.
You see, that is exactly the attitude that's going to keep you guys working the shit detail while we're working the socialite kidnapping case.
You guys got the socialite kidnapping case?
That's right. What's that? Well, I think I hear the chief flushing. We better get going. Whose turn is it to wipe yours?
I think it's your turn to wipe, and
turn.
I guess I'll hold the balls.
That's right.
Now, we received this from Mr. Andrew Wilson, CEO of Wilson Cruise Lines. It was delivered to his home. The girls in the photo are his daughters and heiresses to the Wilson fortune. We believe they are the kidnapper's next victim. Mr. Wilson has given us permission to shadow his daughters. We're going to set up surveillance. And if the kidnapper strikes this time, we will be ready. Now, the Wilson sisters will be flying into JFK this morning. So who's going to pick them up?
Agents avoid the chief's gaze.
Okay. Obviously, everyone has read the profile on the girls. Still, somebody's got to do it.
In the hall.
I don't think this is a good idea. Kevin, I don't care, okay? We deserve to be on this case just as much as Gomez and Harper.
I know, but we don't want to interrupt the man in the middle of a briefing.
Well, somebody got to stand up to him.
Kevin barges into the briefing room.
Chief! What?
Marcus has something he want to tell you.
What?
Chief, we just want to know if we could get on the case.
You're on.
Now at a private airport.
The boys over at Intel seem to think that the kidnapper's a guy named Ted Burton. Says Burton was a partner of Wilson's and some other associates in some business venture that failed. Says he spent time in the federal pen and lost his fortune. Guy's been MIA since his release, and those dates coincide with the first kidnapping. What do you think?
I think this babysitting gig sucks.
Dude, relax. Look, man, all we gotta do is pick these chicks up, drop their ass off in the Hamptons, and then we back in the chief's good graces.
I didn't join the FBI to become a nanny. I want to be out on the street where the action is.
Okay, Blackie Chan, and you'll get there. But can we just do this first, please?
All right.
You didn't put dairy in this, did you?
Kevin sips coffee.
No. No, because you know I'm lactose intolerant. Last time, I barely made it to the bathroom, man.
Why would I want to disturb your stomach?
Here goes your girls.
A jet arrives.
Come on, man.
No.
Outside, a sandaled foot steps onto the tarmac. As two blondes debark from the jet, Kevin and Marcus approach.
Hi, I'm Kevin Copeland.
We already gave to the United Negro Fund.
Yeah.
What? Wait.
Excuse us.
Hold on. We're actually here to escort you ladies to the Hamptons.
Bags are on the plane.
Take baby and clean out his bag. Oh my god, he didn't have his colonic and he like pooped everywhere.
She hands Marcus a Pomeranian and a designer dog carrier. Later, the sisters wait in an SUV as Kevin climbs behind the wheel. Baby sits in the front passenger seat.
What's this?
Baby got a ride in the car seat.
And where the hell am I supposed to sit?
Later.
This ain't right.
Marcus is scrunched in the back with the suitcases. As the SUV pulls out, his nose and mouth smoosh against the rear windshield. Now Marcus digs his way through the bags and leans over the back seat.
Man, you guys sure got a lot of bags for a weekend.
This isn't a weekend.
It's the weekend.
Labor Day in Hamptons. The last weekend of the social season. Like, only the hottest people are gonna be there.
And only the hottest of the hottest are gonna make it onto the cover of Hamptons magazine. And this is our year.
Yeah. Open the window. Baby likes a little fresh breeze. I just hope the Vanderbilt sisters' private jet crashes on the way there.
Oh my god, Brittany.
You were thinking it.
I know, but you said it.
I know.
And you know Heather totally hates you because you slept with her boyfriend.
Oh, my God. So what? I sleep with everyone's boyfriend.
Baby jumps up on the dashboard. As he falls out the open window, Kevin grabs his leash. The dog hangs outside the window. Kevin lets go of the wheel to pull him in, and the SUV veers toward an oncoming car. The agent swerves, sending Baby flying into the window frame. Kevin grips the leash with one hand as he drives. A big rig truck speeds toward them. Kevin yanks Baby inside, then makes a sharp left into a ditch. As the SUV crashes to a stop, an airbag inflates and suitcases fly off the roof. Brittany sweeps her bangs back from her scratched nose.
Is everybody all right?
She faces her sister.
Oh, my God! Your lip! Oh, my God, your nose!
Baby's hind end sticks out of the pile of suitcases and back.
Marcus! Are you okay? I'm cool.
Baby's in the hotel!
In a hotel.
I can't believe you think we're going to go to the Hamptons with my face looking like that!
It's really not that bad. Just get some makeup and cover it up.
Put makeup on this? I am so freaking pissed. Oh my God, I mean, this is like the worst day of my life. I went to go get my brows done, and I told her to make me look like J-Lo, and then that freaking Russian toad made me look like Liza Minnelli or something, you know? Oh my God.
Her eyes shift.
I'm gonna have BF.
Wait, hey, what's a BF?
She's gonna have a bitch fit. You better get out of here.
I am gonna call your boss.
Come on, you don't have to do that.
No, I am gonna call the owner of the company.
Come on, just take it easy. Look, we can work this out.
No. I'm gonna write a letter.
No. Please, don't write a letter. Look, just calm down. You guys just stay here. Stay here the whole weekend. Do whatever you want. But whatever you do, do not leave this room. Don't leave this room, because if you leave this room, everyone's gonna see those hideous scars.
Scar? Oh my God! Permanent damage!
In another room, Marcus loosens his tie.
I lose this job with these good benefits. Gina's gonna kill me.
Kevin enters, shaking his head.
Well,
they won't go.
What do you mean they won't go?
They won't go. Marcus, this weekend in the Hamptons means everything for these girls. They're not gonna show up with a scratched up nose and a busted lip for nobody.
Okay.
Marcus pulls a chair in front of a tall window and stands on it. He loops his tie around the curtain rod.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just going to kill myself before the chief does. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Come on. Don't do that. Stop being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous, Kevin. You heard the man. One more screw up and me and you are through.
I know, man.
See? That's probably him right now.
Kevin grabs the phone.
Hey, what's up, chief? Look, this is something me and Kevin want to tell you.
Yeah, chief. Hey. Me and Marcus we just wanted to thank you for the opportunity, man.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Well, they just wanted to stop off and get something to eat.
He lied.
Kevin squeezes his partner's crotch. Uh-oh. Marcus grimaces.
2-3 hours max. Oh, trust me. If I don't have him there in 3 hours, I'll cut him off and mail to you myself. All right, take care. Bye.
As Kevin hangs up, Marcus doubles over.
Why did you do that? You know them girls ain't gonna be there.
Oh, they'll be there.
Kevin dials another number.
Hey, Josh. How'd you like to be part of the team?
Later, the door opens.
Where are the white women at?
Let's do this.
7 technicians enter. Marcus sits up and stares quizzically as the workers in white lab coats move furniture and open black cases. One contains a dozen plastic bottles, and the other holds rubber breasts. A camera flashes on Marcus, and he poses like a model. He pouts, then gives a sexy squint.
Girl.
As he wags his tongue, Kevin pushes him aside and poses too. Later, 2 technicians work on laptops. One shows Kevin and Brittany's photos side by side, the other Marcus and Tiffany's. The technicians pour liquid latex into a face mold. Now the technicians cover Marcus's face with latex prosthetics, then lay a rubbery woman's chest over his. As Marcus touches them, he jumps from his chair.
That's right, make him bigger.
Later, Josh sprays Kevin's bare torso with pale body paint. As Kevin steps away, Josh waves Marcus over. A technician grabs 2 blonde wigs. Now a limousine arrives in front of a luxurious hotel with a stone facade. A door opens, revealing Baby in his carrier. His owner steps out wearing high-heeled laced boots. 2 more feet step out in flats. Wearing miniskirts, Marcus and Kevin stand as Tiffany and Brittany. In the hotel, the FBI wait in a makeshift ops room.
Chief, they're here.
All right, the girls are yours. Stick with them. Don't blow your cover.
Yes, sir.
Outside.
You sure this is gonna work? Just trust me. Follow my lead.
Kevin smooths his long blonde hair. Marcus tosses his head back, flipping his hair over his face. He clumsily tries to brush and spit the stray locks away from his full red lips.
What's wrong?
As they start for the hotel, two young men check them out. Marcus notices.
Yo, what's up, money? You got a problem? What you looking at my ass for?
He hands Kevin the dog carrier.
Hold my poodle. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem? Y'all want some of this? You want some of this, punk? What? What, boy? What? I take the both of you.
The guys leave.
I got this for you. Kiss my black ass.
Walk. Cut it out.
What? He looking at me like I'm some kind of girl, man.
You are a girl. And you better start acting like one, or you're going to be an unemployed girl. Oh,
damn.
A guy grins at Kevin.
Sure like to cut that cake.
Mm. Hey, yo, hold it. Hey, yo, you trying to look at my lumps? I'll pull off my G-string and handle mine.
Come on, let's go.
I'll handle mine,
dog. Gomez.
Gomez wears a bellhop uniform.
Welcome to the Royal Hamptons Hotel.
The bag's in the car, Jose.
The name is Gomez.
Whatever. Yeah, great. Here, and take baby. Clean out his bag. Poor thing just pooped everywhere. And teach him how to say quiero Taco Bell. Thanks a lot, Rico Suave. Grazie. Thanks, Julio.
Right away, ma'am.
Inside, Kevin and Marcus approach the front desk where Harper poses as a clerk. As they reach the desk, Marcus nearly trips.
Sweetie, you've got to slow up with those Cosmos.
Brittany and Tiffany Wilson.
Kevin's huge breasts knock over a display.
Sorry, they're new. Dr. Dorfman did an amazing job. It feels so real.
Hi, yeah, I need a credit card, please. And some ID, please.
Kevin looks at his own license and credit card.
Credit card? ID? I'm so freaking pissed.
Ma'am,
First of all, I go to Dr. Dorfman. He totally messes up my nose job. I ask him to make me look like Gwyneth Paltrow. I get off the surgery table looking like freaking Shrek. Then I get here, and Mr. Harper makes me feel like I'm some dumb blonde with fake boobs going to a Hugh Hefner party.
No, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just, it's brutal.
I'm going to have a BF. Oh, my God. She's going to have a pitch fit.
No. Don't have a BF now.
I want to speak to your supervisor. Better yet, I'm going to write a letter.
You are in big trouble.
Dear Mr. Royal Hampton. I am a white woman.
The chief arrives.
In
ladies,
America.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, sir. No. There's no problem.
These are two of our VIP guests. Issue them keys immediately. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
VIP. Learn your acronyms.
What a sweetheart.
Here you are. Enjoy your stay.
Has anyone ever told you look just like Denzel Washington?
Yeah, actually, I have heard it once or twice.
Harper eyes his chubby boss.
What a beautiful chocolate man. Beautiful. Oh, my God.
They leave.
Oh, wow, that was close.
Yeah.
Three girls spot them.
Are they waving at us?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
Just act friendly.
Kevin and Marcus give hesitant grins.
Well, don't act like you don't know us.
The agents exchange quizzical looks.
Karen, Lisa, Tori.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's only been a year.
Did you do something different to your hair?
No.
You gain weight?
No.
I know. You just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Total fire sign.
Knew it. No, wait a minute. There is definitely something different about the two of you.
They slowly face each other, frowning.
Collagen.
You little witch. How did you know?
Duh, it's totally obvious. Your lips went from Cameron Diaz to Jay-Z. Hey, you got taller, too.
Oh, we got our knees done.
You can do that?
You should do
yes.
Oh, well, it's really good seeing you, ladies.
Bye. Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
to go freshen up?
Yeah. The Hamptons magazine reception just started, so let's hit it.
The girls usher the imposters into a crowded party. Two young guys notice them.
Hey, check it out. Who's the Wilson sisters?
More like the Wilt Chamberlain sisters. And I never noticed how big they are. But I'd still bone!
Karen spots them.
Oh my god. Is he?
He nods to her.
Dude, are you hitting Karen Googlestein, the soap heiress, too? How'd you keep that shit dangling?
I keep telling her I'm gonna break up with my girl.
You better hope Heather doesn't find out.
She won't. At least until I wrap up this big deal with her father.
Hey, Mr. V!
A man in a bow tie glares at them. Karen spots two skinny blondes.
And look, there they are. The Fen-Fen twins.
They're hot.
What, are you blind? That's Heather and Megan Vandergild, your sworn enemies since you were, like, I don't know, age?
Totally forgot.
Did I say hot? I meant not. Totally hate them.
Did you guys hear about Megan? She got stopped by security at Saks trying to pull a Winona.
So good. Megan.
They see the Wilsons.
Oh, God. Come on.
Heather, Megan, and three of their friends push through the other partygoers and stop in front of Kevin and Marcus.
This is gonna be fun.
Move. Look who just flew in from the slums of Beverly Hills.
It's the Beverly Hopebillies.
The imposters gape at each other.
Squeeze me?
Oh, no, you dick.
I'm sorry, but we just saw your new video. Yeah, they had a screening over at Saks Fifth Avenue in the security office. A kleptomaniac.
Your mother shops at Saks.
Heather and Megan lick their index fingers and touch them to each other.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about mother.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about mother. It's mother time. Okay. Your mother's so dumb. She went to Dr. Dre for a pap smear.
Something's wrong, Dr. Dre. My coochie's doing a beatbox.
Yeah? Well, your mother is so stupid, she exercises when she could just get, like, liposuction or something. Yeah.
Your mother's so old that her breast milk is powdered. You breastfeed like this.
Marcus blows powder from his fist.
Your mother is so, like, she's so... Wait, Megan, you go.
Your mother is so stupid that she goes to Barney's rooftop deck restaurant for lunch and orders a Niçoise salad and calls it a Niçoise salad. Niçoise salad, right?
Your mother's ass is so hairy, it looks like Don King's about to pop out on the tape.
Only in America.
Your mother's so stupid.
Mr. Vandergild arrives.
She goes to Gucci and she tries to buy, like, Fendi and stuff.
Megan, Heather, come on now, girls. Is this any way to speak to your party guests? Wow, Brittany and Tiffany Wilson. Seen you since you were smaller.
Yeah, well, we're all grown up now.
Yeah, I can see that. Ladies, I fully expect to see you later at the white party. I think it's going to be the best one ever.
We'll be there. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. V.
Good seeing you again.
Heather steps closer.
This isn't over yet.
This is a long weekend. You better watch your back.
Megan winks.
Ladies.
Whatever.
I can't believe you guys just did that to the Vandergelds. You know, they could take you off the scene just like that.
Yeah, but it was so cool, you guys.
Kevin notices a pretty cocoa-skinned woman.
Isn't that Denise Porter from New York One News?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on getting you an interview with her. Great for your image.
I think I'm going to go over there and introduce myself. Do you think now's a good time? Actually, it's a perfect time. Wouldn't want to miss a photo op.
As Kevin leaves, he punches Marcus in the crotch.
Have fun. What's wrong, honey? Did you just get cramps?
Yeah.
Do you need a tan?
Gomez arrives with a tray.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, thank you, Wolfgang Paco.
Marcus takes the tray.
Would you give that to baby?
He hands him an hors d'oeuvre.
Thank you. Bye, chico.
Buon appetit.
Vamanos.
Marcus keeps the tray away from the others. Kevin approaches Denise.
Hi, my name is...
Brittany Wilson, of course.
Yeah, how'd you know? Brittany Wilson, yeah!
Well, it's my job to know. Besides, your publicist, Tori, has been calling me nonstop about setting up an interview with you.
Yeah, well, if I would have known you were so beautiful, I probably would have called you myself.
He caresses her hand.
Well, if I wasn't mistaken, I'd think you were flirting with me, Miss Wilson.
Me? Flirting with you? A girl? Never!
He playfully pushes her.
Sorry, honey. I don't eat sushi. Strictly beef.
Boy, you're really strong, aren't you?
From all that protein.
He shoves her again.
Oh, my God.
With Marcus.
These are delicious.
You might want to slow down on the cheese.
You mean there's cheese as in dairy cheese?
Yeah, unless you know another way to make quiche.
Marcus drops the last mini quiche on the tray and forces a smile.
Ladies, I think I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, good. Well, come with.
Oh, No. I can handle it myself. Thank you, though.
Like we're gonna let you go alone.
Yeah, come on.
Time for touch-ups anyway.
They enter the ladies' room.
Move, bitch!
Marcus shoves past a woman and hurries into a stall. From under the door, Marcus pulls his panties down to his boots. Sitting on the toilet, he stares off with pained eyes and lets out short, quick breaths. Karen eyes the stall, then faces Tori and Lisa.
Oh my God, you guys, Heath is here. What should I do?
Karen, I don't understand what you see in him. He's an out-of-work actor living in a share house, and he drives a 3-series BMW.
Marcus grimaces and his feet spread through the walls.
You know, Tori, I really think that you need to cut Heath a little bit of slack, okay? Because his aunt just died 3 years ago, and he really needs new headshots, and he's just going through a really rough time right now, okay?
Karen shifts her gaze and brushes out her ponytail.
You okay?
Marcus clutches a toilet paper roll.
Is everything all right in there?
Marcus jolts back on the seat.
It's fine.
Shit. Tiff, we're just gonna meet you outside, okay?
Okay.
Grimacing, the girls hurry out.
Slow me up!
Meanwhile, a muscular black man arrives at the party.
Man, it may be summertime in the Hamptons, but it is snowing up in here.
A smaller guy puts on a cap.
Tony, hand me my boots, because I'm about to go skiing.
A guest approaches.
Great game last night, Latrell.
That's what I do, baby.
The sports star watches Marcus leave the ladies' room and cross the party. He grabs Tony by his jacket.
Sure. That's what I'm talking about.
He checks out Marcus's butt.
A white girl with a black girl's ass. I'm taking that home to mommy.
The player approaches Marcus.
Pardon me. Santa must have come early this year, because you were first on my Christmas list.
Woo, there it is right there.
I want to know, are you naughty or nice?
Marcus holds up his hand.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
The player puts it down.
I'll take that as naughty.
Naughty.
You know what they say. Once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair.
Hey, Latrell. I had a great time last night.
A blonde approaches in a wheelchair.
Tony.
Tony pushes her away.
Okay, call me later.
As I was saying.
Yeah, look, King Kong. Ow. Why don't you take you and your 1980 pickup lines, climb all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building, beat on your big old monkey chest, and then jump off. Excuse me.
Now, hold up. Now,
as Latrell grabs him, Marcus sprays mace in his eyes and walks off.
She don't know what you're... Oh, but that's wifey right there.
Hello, everybody. For just 1 second, I'm Warren Vandergeld. I'm sure most of you know me, and I just want to remind you that tonight's the night, the Vandergeld Foundation's annual charity auction. So bring your checkbook, dress to impress, and we'll see you there. Have fun.
Tori faces Marcus.
So, what are you going to wear?
This?
You're so funny. Okay. Ladies, you know what this means.
Shopping!
Kevin and Marcus eye each other.
Shopping!
In a convertible.
And now, the number one most requested song on WQQR.
Oh my God! It's our jam!
This is our jam, ladies. Come on.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
5, 6, 7.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, make my way through them crowds.
Take it
changes the station.
Guys, I can't believe that you just said that.
So what?
The N-word?
Marcus frowns and looks to Kevin. He shrugs, smiling.
So? Nobody's around. Yeah.
The girl's eyes light up. In a store. Two boys run by.
Panties! Oh. Bush!
Oh, nice!
Ladies, can I help you?
Yes, actually, I need something for my friend. Something that says, I'm not a whore, but I'm not a virgin either.
I've got just the thing. Come.
As the others leave, Lisa faces Kevin.
What about you, Brittany?
Oh, no, thank you, sweetie. I'm fine.
Oh, good. You can help me. Come on.
Me?
Yeah, come on. We're girls. It's what we do.
Oh, God.
In a dressing room, Marcus pulls a tight top over his blonde wig.
Oh.
He struggles to get his head through the hole. With the stretchy top bunched around his neck, he digs into his purse, pulling out his phone. Elsewhere, Gina smiles under a hairdryer.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Well, I'm getting my hair done, and I was thinking that we could go to the movies. How's that sound?
I'm
back!
The saleswoman enters.
Who is that?
Ooh, you're never gonna get that big old head in this tiny hole. Here, let me help you.
Hold on.
I'll hold it open while you put it in.
Okay.
Okay?
What is she holding open, Marcus?
Push it, push it. It's almost in.
What is almost in? Marcus.
In! Oh!
His head pops free.
Marcus Anthony Copeland, the second you better answer me right now.
Oh, so tight.
Tight? The only thing that's going to be tight is my foot down your throat. You better answer me.
Perfect fit.
After pulling the top to his waist, the saleswoman leaves. Gina hangs up.
I can't believe what I just heard.
That's so too.
Back with Marcus.
I'm exhausted. Gina, damn. Hello, baby? Hello?
In another dressing room, Kevin watches Lisa slide a miniskirt over her panties and bites his lip. Lisa smooths the dark fabric and faces him with a shrug.
What do you think?
That looks so sexy.
Lisa grimaces tearfully and grabs her thigh.
Are you kidding? Hi, I'm Cellulite Sally. Look at my huge badonkey. Oh, and don't forget about me. I'm Back Fat Betty. Now, who could have said that? Oh, yeah, it's Tina the Talking Tummy. I can't even wear a short skirt and a top without looking like a fat pig.
Well, calm down. I'll go see if there's something else out there for you, okay?
Meanwhile, Marcus lies with his feet in the air while tugging on tight pants.
Do you think Keith will love... Do you need help?
I think I need a bigger size.
Honey, you never need a bigger size. Come here.
Karen helps him up, then slams him against the wall.
Brace yourself. Suck it in. Squeeze.
She braces a foot against his hip and tugs the pants closed.
Come on, work with me. Don't give up on me. You can do this. Suck it in.
With Kevin and Lisa.
Now that looks totally cute.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Hi, I'm Carney Wilson before my gastric bypass surgery.
Well, what about this? This goes on your skin tone.
Somebody throw Shamu back in the ocean. Whoa!
Okay. Let me get you something else, okay?
Meanwhile, Marcus winces.
How's that?
I can't breathe. Honey, this is just not gonna work. I'm sorry.
Of course not. You're wearing the wrong underwear.
She gives him a wedgie.
Is that better?
taste the leather.
Okay, you need a pair of hot shoes. What size do you wear again?
14.
What?
14.
Honey! Do you think you could bring us a size 10?
A what?
A 10. It's an open-toed slide. It gives you two sizes in the front and two in the back.
Now Kevin brings more clothes.
Let me go and see if there's some help out there. Some professional help. You need professional help. Hang on.
Okay.
Dr. Phil! Oprah, somebody help me!
Now the girls wait outside Marcus's curtain.
Come on out, honey. Let's see.
Oh, it is absolutely fabulous. If you don't buy it, I'm buying it for myself.
Hunched over, Marcus waddles out.
I don't know. Stand up straight.
Straight.
Marcus carefully inches his shoulders back.
Turn around.
Turn around.
He slowly pivots to face a mirror.
Honey, just relax. Breathe.
Yeah.
As Marcus exhales, the button shoots off his leather pants, breaking the mirror. His high heels snap, his pants split, and his jacket's shoulders rip.
Oops. You know what? Maybe a nice dress.
Mm.
Outside, Harper and Gomez sit in a car.
Okay. Who would you do?
Janet Reno or Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, come on.
And you gotta kiss him and go down on him.
What? Are you kidding me?
And death is not an option.
I don't know. Rosie.
Oh, you're a pig.
What? What are you talking about? Rosie's... She's all right.
Heads up, here they are.
The girls exit the boutique.
So hold on. Who would you do?
No time. We're on the job.
Wait, a thief swipes Kevin's purse and bolts.
Oh, my God. He's got my gun and badge. Go get him.
Kevin takes off.
Get in.
Marcus throws his bags in Tori's car and hops behind the wheel.
Oh, my God. I need a cigarette.
Can you believe this?
What do we do?
We follow them, but we can't blow our cover.
Meanwhile, Kevin sprints after the thief, close on his heels. As the thief crosses the street, he knocks over a cyclist. Kevin hurdles the fallen bike.
Your ass is mine!
What is this girl, a track star?
Kevin's short skirt and blonde locks flutter as he pumps his legs faster. Grimacing with effort, he gains on the thief.
Oh, jeez! The world's locked in, pal!
As the thief crosses another street, a car weaves around him. He looks back as Kevin rolls over the car's hood.
Oh. Ow. Holy Christ! Now I'm pissed!
I think she's bionic, dude.
Tori's car cuts off the thief at an alley.
Yes, mine!
Kevin makes a flying tackle.
Holy smokes!
Yeah!
That was nice!
Jeez, lady, all that for a bag?
It's not just a bag. It's Prada.
Reclaiming his purse, Kevin casually struts over to Tori's car. Now in a banquet hall, an elegantly dressed quartet plays. Waiters maneuver past round dining tables offering wine to guests. In a back corner of the hall, Kevin, Marcus, and the girls dine by the busing station. As a waiter dumps off a tub of dirty dishes, his elbow knocks Lisa's head forward.
Right behind you.
Nice going, Tori. Way to get us sat at the loser's table. I thought you had it all hooked up.
Excuse me, I do have the hookup. Don't blame me. Blame little Miss Def Jam over here who had to go yo mama on the Vandergelds. We could be finished in this town.
Somebody had to stand up to those guys.
Hey, they're the it girls. That's the way it's always been.
Karen catches Heath's leering gaze from across the room.
Henny, quick. Give me a pat.
Marcus pats her on the back.
No, a powder for my nose. Quick.
He whacks her with a powder puff. Powder covers half her face.
Thanks. Okay.
Heath laughs with a scrawny friend. Karen walks over.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Heath.
He flinches from her powder-covered face.
Karen, hey.
So, I tried to call you, but your number changed?
Yeah, I know. I changed it.
Well, anyway, so I was just wondering if maybe later we could,
Heather grabs him.
Hello? Where have you been all night? I've been looking all over for you.
Ew.
She notices Karen's powdery face.
Why are you talking to her? Clean it up, Kokor.
Karen runs a finger across her nose, sees the powder, then wipes it off. Heath's friend points.
Do you have any more of that?
She leaves.
Well, don't hate me because you ain't me.
Can I have your attention, please?
On stage, Heather faces the crowd.
Get out your wallets, because you'll be bidding on a date with some of Hampton's most eligible bachelorettes. First up, yours truly. Who wants to start the bidding?
Megan nudges Heath.
$500.
$500. Okay. Do I hear $1,000?
$1,000.
Well, looks like we're all on the Vandegelt's D list.
$1,000.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, no, I have a seat.
Anyone wish to go higher?
Denise sits beside Kevin.
Can you believe this? I mean, they're actually auctioning off women. Would you ever do anything like that?
Well, it's for a good cause. Besides, being wined and dined by a rich guy might be nice.
I see. So you like rich guys.
I mean, it might be a pleasant change from all the losers that ask me out.
$3,000. That's good.
See.
But I think that we can do better than that.
$20,000.
Lisa winces.
Sold! $20,000. That is a new record.
Mr. Vandergilt's table leads the applause.
Next to be auctioned is Tiffany Wilson.
Marcus grips his partner's dress as he gets dragged away.
You better do something.
Excuse me, honey. I'll be right back, okay?
Kevin heads out into the crowd of bidding men. Latrell grins brightly as Marcus stumbles onto the stage.
Who wants to start the bidding?
$4.
Marcus sneers at Heath.
$4? Do I hear $5?
Latrell points from his seat.
$1,000.
$1,000. Does anyone wish to go higher?
Yeah, I got $2,000 right here.
Ow!
$3,000. $5,000.
Who said that?
Kevin pinches a man and his hand shoots up.
Okay, $5,000. To the dirty geezer in the back. I'm sure no one's going to wish to go higher than that, so we can just be done with it now.
$10,000.
$20,000!
Kevin tickles a man and his arm raises.
$20,000! Going once?
$50,000. Cash.
Fine! Sold! To the big black guy, right there. Step right up and claim your prize.
As Tony holds up two wads of cash, Latrell struts onto the stage.
I don't want to go on a date with Buck then.
He picks up Marcus and carries him off, staring seductively. Nighttime. Out of costume, Marcus gingerly steps over to his bed and lays on his belly.
Dude, my feet are killing me. And on top of that, that G-string gave me diaper rash. How long we gotta do this, man? It's
a couple more days.
I don't have a couple of more days. Do you know who my wife is? Here, listen to this message. She's losing her mind. And you don't want to hear the rest.
Look, by the end of the weekend, we'll be heroes and all will be forgiven.
All right. You have the room service?
No.
The two agents stroll out to the suite's posh living room.
Who is it?
Kevin looks through the peephole to see the Wilson smiling trio of friends.
Damn, these girls won't quit.
We'll be right there. We're coming. Hang on.
The guys rush to the bedroom.
Tim,
open up.
Open.
1 second. We'll be right there. Hang on.
The ice cream's melting.
Hold tight, girls. We're just shaving our feet, okay? And braiding our vaginas.
In PJ bottoms, the agents struggle with their wigs.
Okay.
Kevin opens the door in full costume.
It's your turn to host the slumber party.
The girls rush past the pajama-wearing agents. Later, Marcus braids Karen's hair.
Okay, you guys. What does it mean when a guy is in a really bad relationship and it's really, really obvious that he wants to be with you, but he just can't seem to break up with his girlfriend?
It means you're a total booty call. Oh, my God, Brittany, well, you were thinking it.
No, he said it.
You know, sometimes you sound just like a man. So I've been told. What she means to say, honey, is maybe you're just making yourself just a little bit too, like, available, you know?
Oh, come on, you guys. Don't act like you haven't done it before. You know how it is when you really care about someone. I mean, you call them all day long because you just want to know how their day is going, you know, and what they're thinking about, and if they're thinking about you. You spend all day trying to find the perfect outfit. You even change your hairstyle just so he'll take a second look.
But they never notice.
Sometimes I just wish that they could trade places with us so that they would know how it feels, you know?
Oh my God, look, it's Megan's commercial.
I won't let genital herpes slow me down. That's why I use Veltrum.
Hey, you want to play with me?
Sure. I won't tell if you won't.
I still could have done that part. She doesn't even have herpes.
All done.
Karen examines her cornrows.
Oh, my God! This is so cool. You know something? I think you might have been black in a previous life.
For shizzle my nizzle.
Okay. Enough of this girl's talk, ladies. It's time for some real fun.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on, show us some of your skills.
Totally, learn some of your skills.
Potatoes.
Well, actually, go for it, sis. Tiffany is the expert. Yeah, but you made the video.
Come on, show us. Show us, show us, show us, show us, show us, show us.
Okay. All right. You see, the first thing you do is you gotta grab the thing here. Not too tight or you get calluses. Okay? Then you wanna look that little sucker in the eye and go. Come here, little guy. Come here, little earthworm, you. Come here. Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? I learned that from an Eskimo porn. Come here. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And then I'm going to teach you guys the deep throat. You want to make sure the passage is clear all the way from your throat to your chin, and you want to place the thing here. And you just want to... Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? Oh, yeah, you little freak. Goochie-goochie-goo.
Guys like that?
They love it. And another thing they love... this. Oh, they love. Oh, you like it, huh? I call that the headbanger. Oh, yes.
Don't you ever put it in your mouth?
Never put it in the mouth. That's 80s. You might as well go out and buy a Trans Am.
Okay, wait. I'm ready. I think I can do it.
Yeah. Oh, good catch.
Okay, so you take the thing and you grab it. Grab it, but gentle, not to get calluses. It's not pretty. Okay, and then you look him dead in the eye and you say, good boy. What's the little girl?
Oh, you're scaring me.
And then comes the headbanger. Yeah, yeah. Tap it.
Well done!
In a surveillance room.
All right. I got another one for you. Carmen Electra or Pam Anderson? Easy. But they both got a yeast infection.
That's tough.
In hotel security outfits, Gomez pours Harper coffee. Harper smiles broadly.
I'm gonna go with Pam Anderson.
You're disgusting.
What?
They got a yeast infection.
All right, well, who would you choose?
Hey, Gomez. You got a couple of bogeys.
No time. Oh, come on.
It's Pam Anderson. Like, you care?
On a security monitor, two bald men linger outside the Wilson suite.
Run their faces. Let's go.
Meanwhile, Kevin opens the suite door.
Brittany Wilson?
Yeah, that's me.
Let's get her.
The bald men each grab one of Kevin's arms. He resists.
Put the blindfold on! Oh, damn, this girl's strong!
Kevin pitches one man over the couch and tosses the other over a dining table. The first man jumps on Kevin's shoulders. The disguised agent smashes him into a wall, then body slams the second man into the first. Kevin twists one man's arm.
Who do you work for? Fantasies.
Oh my God, you need help?
Brittany, what are you doing? Those are the strippers, Raul and Tito.
Strippers?
Kevin releases his hold on the wincing stripper and shrugs to the girls.
thought they were going to kidnap me.
That's part of their routine.
Oh, my God. I am so
Gomez and Harper
sorry.
Burst in.
Hotel security. Is everything all right here?
Everything is fine. Just a little case of PMS, that's all. I'm just one big emotional wreck. Could you guys go get me some Midol and a Snickers right
Let's
now?
Let's get out of here.
My ass is fat. Don't look at my ass.
It's Harper. It's all clear.
Now, wearing their Wilson disguises, Marcus and Kevin walk across a crowded public beach with Lisa, Tori, and Karen.
Okay, ladies, let's focus. We have to find the perfect spot.
Did you look at these starving kids in Africa? When I see them, I just want to cry. I mean, why can't I be that skinny?
It's okay, Megan. Just think. They can't wear belly rings with those bloated tummies of theirs.
That's true. I feel so much better. Skank alert.
Megan and Heather watch them pick out a spot.
I got Mac. Woo! No cat love come
for Kevin spots Denise at a bar.
Oh my God, girls. I totally forgot my suntan lotion. I'm gonna go get some suntan lotion. I'll be right back. Wait, great.
Hey, Russ.
Heather whispers into the scrawny guy's ear, back with Marcus. Russ grabs a football from Heath.
Hey, bro. Go long. Got a plan. Go, go, go.
He throws the football into a beer keg. The hose comes loose, spraying Marcus and his group.
Hey, yo! You do that again, I'm a bust!
Marcus freezes and looks around. His lips tremble.
I'm gonna bust out in tears.
Oh, my God. Impressive! You're a child of me!
Kevin picks up the football.
My bad, sweetheart. Over here. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't worry. I won't.
He chucks it hard, knocking Russ down.
Oh, sorry. Better lay off the spinach.
Now a pair of cabana doors swings open and a man's dark, sandaled feet step out. Wearing a Speedo, he shows off his oiled, muscular physique. It's Latrell. He watches two white girls walk by.
Tony, let's go hunt.
His lackey shades him with an umbrella. As they walk off, Kevin sneaks into the cabana and pulls the door shut. Outside, Lisa, Marcus, Karen, and Tori lie side by side as they sunbathe.
I'm so glad I got waxed today.
Me too. What did you get?
The bald eagle.
Oh, I got the Bermuda Triangle.
The landing strip.
I got the buckwheat.
Ew. Disgusting.
Kevin peeks inside a leather bag and finds a men's wristwatch on a towel. A shirt, pale sport coat, and slacks hang from hooks.
Oh, what a beautiful sunny day.
A black man steps into her light.
Oh my God. What happened to the sun?
Easy, white chocolate. I wouldn't want you to melt.
Yeah, hasta la vista, Schwarzenegger.
Meanwhile, Kevin pokes his undisguised head out of the cabana and looks around cautiously. He comes out wearing the sport coat and slacks. Two boys run by.
Hey, kid. You guys want to make $5?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here's what I want y'all to do.
Later, as Kevin approaches the bar, Denise sizes him up.
Yeah, I'll take the usual. Put it on my tab.
The two boys run up.
Hey, Latrell Spencer, can we have your autograph?
Sure, little buddy.
Thanks, you're the greatest.
Hey, that's what I do, baby.
Oh, sweet.
There you go.
Nice.
Hey, stay in school.
Okay, good.
Wow, you must be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, sometimes I feel like I should be paying them to take my autograph.
I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
Latrell. Latrell Spencer. And you are?
Denise Porter.
Denise. Denise Porter, yeah.
You know, you look so familiar. I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
Nah. I mean, I play pro ball. Maybe you've seen one of my games.
No, but I mean, if I did, I'm sure I would have definitely remembered you.
Kevin smiles and nods.
Okay, well, look, Denise, I don't mean to be too forward or anything, but I'm here in town, you know, checking out some real estate and,
Oh, whereabouts?
Well, you know, up around...
Montauk?
Well, more like around...
East Hampton?
It's all over the place. It's one big blur. One big business blur, and I kind of want to get away from all that business and hang out with somebody and have a real conversation. So I was wondering if, you know, you're not too busy...
Maybe we can hang out?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. All right, cool. It's cool. I'll pick you up at about...
He whips his wrist, swinging the oversized watch to face him.
The jet should be here about 7:30, and the limo take about a half hour. About 8 o'clock, is that good?
Yeah, 8 sounds great.
8 sounds good? Okay. All right. Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
As she walks off, he pumps his fist.
Yes.
The two boys return.
Hey, where's our $5?
All right, calm down.
He takes out a crumpled bill.
There you go. $5, $2.50 each.
Hey, you promised you'd give us $5 each.
Stay in school.
I am not making excuses. I refuse to believe it.
Really?
I don't want to believe that Marcus is cheating on me.
And I don't want to believe Michael Jackson keeps cutting off pieces of his nose.
Excuse me. Your card has been declined for insufficient funds. The rep's on the line.
She hands Gina a phone.
Yes, this is Mrs. Copeland. $4,000 dress? And where did I buy this dress? The Hamptons.
She smiles.
Yes, I remember. Thank you.
She ends the call, passes the phone to the waitress, and reaches into her purse.
It is over.
Slamming down cash, Gina and her friends storm out of the cafe, now in the Wilson suite.
I don't see why I gotta go out with Mandingo and his anaconda.
Because if you don't, you're gonna blow out cover.
Yeah, well, what you gonna be doing?
Kevin wears a suit.
Me?
He checks himself in a mirror.
I'm going to follow up on a lead.
Marcus studies his partner's flashy attire and stands up.
You going on a date? She's a reporter. Who else knows more about the Hamptons people than her?
Marcus cocks his head.
All right, so I like the girl. Well, you're the one that's always telling me to settle down.
Yeah, and you should. But that don't mean I gotta go out with Buffy the White Girl Slayer.
All right. Look, just go to dinner, okay? I'm only gonna be a couple hours, and I'll meet you back at the club.
You promise?
I promise.
I'm serious, dude. Promise.
I do. I'm serious.
All right.
As he leaves, Marcus grins.
Hey, tell Latrell if he needs a condom, there's an extra shower curtain in the bathroom.
His grin fades. Outside the hotel, dressed as Tiffany, Marcus holds Baby. As Latrell waves, Marcus approaches his sleek convertible.
Hop in.
Latrell opens the door.
Take your time. Watch those marshmallows. Ease on him. I won't bite. Unless you ask me to.
He pets Marcus's wig, then heads around to the driver's side.
You are so beautiful.
Shifting his eyes, Latrell inches his arm toward Marcus. Baby snaps him and he draws it back.
Go away, baby.
Latrell furrows his brow.
Hey, how about we listen to a little bit of music?
Marcus smiles. Knitting his brow, Latrell faces him.
How did you know? I love this song.
Marcus's eyes widen.
Making my way downtown, walking fast. Places pass and I'm homebound. And I need you.
He shakes his head.
And I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you.
Marcus rolls his eyes.
Tonight.
As Latrell bops to the music, they drive away from the Royal Hampton. Now a sign outside a restaurant reads, Bella Restaurante. As Latrell pulls up to a valet sign, Kevin opens the door for Marcus.
Good evening, madam. Welcome to Bella.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
I came to borrow the car and the keys to his house.
Are you crazy? If you crash this man's car, he will kill you.
I'm not gonna crash it. Look, just call me before you leave. I'll bring it back, and then you meet me back at the club.
Latrell approaches, glaring at Kevin.
Oh, no, my brother. You got to get your own.
He throws Kevin his keys. Latrell heads into the restaurant with Marcus. Inside, Marcus slouches in a chair facing Latrell. Baby sits in a seat beside him. A waiter places a menu before Marcus.
Thanks.
He walks around to Latrell.
May I bring you something from the bar?
Let me have a bottle of your best champagne.
Sir,
Rolling his eyes, Marcus glances at the menu.
And bring us some oysters.
Very good, sir.
I have to say, I was so
His date lifts his brow.
I was happy when I bought you at the auction. I mean, it's very rare I have the opportunity to bask in the ambiance of such a classy lady such as yourself.
Marcus sets his bare foot on the table.
God, this African foot is by your killing me.
Beautiful nature.
Oh, smell, that's infection. That's
high classness of you.
Oh my God, is that a hangnail?
Marcus lifts his foot to his mouth and bites off the hangnail.
Your bountiful curves remind me of the hills in Italy.
Marcus spits the broken nail past Latrell. It lands in a glass of wine on another table.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
The waiter returns with champagne.
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'll have the chicken. White meat only.
His date glares.
And for the lady, perhaps a salad?
Perhaps not. I'll have the steak smothered in onions, a rack of ribs, pasta with extra garlic, french fries with lots of vinegar, and a side of onion rings with lots and lots of sauerkraut.
As Latrell grimaces, Marcus rubs his tummy and smiles.
Have you ever had oysters? Did you know oysters are an aphrodisiac?
Latrell sucks a slimy mollusk out of its shell and licks his lips.
Oh, sorry.
He dabs his mouth with a napkin.
Tongue is kind of big.
Latrell sticks out his huge tongue, then thrusts it at the oyster. Marcus looks down. Now driving Latrell's convertible, Kevin pulls up to a sleek mansion with Denise. Holding onto the doorknob, Kevin swings into the house.
Open! Oh, puss! Oh! Yeah, see, that did it there. Just a little turn, huh? There's so many keys involved, it's sometimes it's hard to figure out what's what.
As lights turn on, a housekeeper points.
Wait! Hey, it's, Mei Ling! What are you doing here, girl? It's late. Come on, now, you got to go home some rest. Girl, you cannot stay here. There are laws against this kind of workmanship.
Kevin shoves her out the front door.
Sweatshop! That girl does not know when to go home, man. I'm telling you, she will stay here and just clean, clean, clean forever.
They head through a marble foyer.
Wow. This is really nice.
Yeah. It's dope.
Denise eyes Kevin.
Dope summer home I picked, boy.
Whew. She points ahead.
Who's that?
In a picture, Latrell's oiled, muscle-bound body reclines draped in a fur blanket.
Baldu with the fur?
Yeah.
That's my trainer.
You have your trainer on your wall?
Yeah, well, you know, for inspiration, I want to look like that one day, and I come in every morning and I look at the... You ever see Titanic?
No, I...
Me either. You want something to drink?
She shrugs.
Yeah, sure, a glass of wine would be nice.
Wine? Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so I'm gonna get you a glass of wine, and, that'd be in the kitchen, right?
I don't know. This is your house, Latrell.
Who? Oh, me, Latrell. That's right. I'm Latrell. That's right. I'm gonna get you a bottle of my wine in my house. It's my house, and I live here.
Kevin shimmies away from Denise. Back at the restaurant, plates of food lie before Marcus. With his face smothered in sauce, he chomps on a chicken leg. Latrell stares slack-jawed as Marcus spears French fries and packs greasy food into his already full mouth. Latrell watches, grimacing as his date stuffs more food in.
Damn, little lady. You so can't put it away.
Marcus laughs with his mouth open. Now Kevin strides toward Denise with a bottle of wine.
Voila.
As he sets it down, she glances over her shoulder.
Oh, you have a dog.
Nah, I got no damn dog.
Denise rises from the couch.
Well then, whose dog is that?
Kevin looks back at a snarling Rottweiler.
Oh, shit. That's not no dog. That's family. Hey, cousin.
As Kevin waves nervously, Denise leans back.
Come here, boy.
The dog races forward and tackles Kevin to the floor. The vicious animal barks in his face.
He looks really mad. Are you okay?
Yeah, boy.
As Kevin shoves him off, the dog bites his ankle.
You want me to go for help?
No, we're just having fun. You sure are playful today.
Dragging him back, the Rottweiler chomps hard.
Oh, you want to go blow it up, boy?
The dog pulls Kevin through a door.
I'll be right back.
You know what? Forget to come out here. Dog is biting him.
Kevin rushes back through the door and shuts it. Gasping, he glances at Denise.
Oh, okay, what's he doing now? What's that?
Don't pay him no mind. He's just gonna do that till he falls asleep.
The door cracks.
Now, where were we? Wine.
At the restaurant, waiters clear dishes.
Oh, God.
Marcus leans back and unbuttons his pants, revealing a thick patch of hair around his navel.
You know, I like a woman with a little extra something.
Latrell slides closer.
A little cushion for the cushion. I'd really love for you to come to one of my games.
No, thank you. I've seen you play. Not impressed.
Excuse me? I'm the highest scoring forward in the league.
Yeah, but all that talent totally overshadowed by nothing but scandals and pure laziness. I mean, come on. You're shooting under 50% from the free throw line, okay? Your turnover ratio, abysmal. And on top of that, you can't shoot three-pointers to save your life. So, squeeze me.
Marcus waves his hand dismissively. Latrell knits his brow and his lips quiver. As Marcus's gaze softens, Latrell turns to him, teary-eyed.
No one's ever cared like that before.
Marcus cocks his head.
Come here, babe.
Latrell strokes Marcus's hair and leans in close. Latrell backs away. Baby covers his snout.
Oopsie, I had a poopsie.
Girl, we gonna get along just fine. Back at you.
Marcus grimaces.
Bask in the ambience. Basking in the ambience.
At the mansion.
So no, I jump over the fence. Ball. I scrape my knee.
Get out of here.
No, seriously, listen. I scrape my knee, I get chased by the cops, and I spend the night in jail.
That's insane. You did all that just to find J-Lo and Ben's hideaway?
I can't help it. You know, investigative journalism is my passion.
So how'd you end up writing puff pieces for the local news?
Denise's gaze drops.
Unfortunately, I made some enemies and ended up getting fired from my last job.
What happened?
Oh, believe me, you don't want to know about that.
Look, I spent all night talking about myself. Sometimes it's good for a man to just sit back and listen.
She smiles.
Well, since you put it that way. Mm-hmm.
Gazing at Denise, Kevin stretches his arm behind the couch and turns to her.
I did this piece on Warren Vandergeld. Him and his partners tried to swindle a guy.
You talking about Ted Burton?
Yeah, how did you know that?
It was in the paper. I read about it.
Well... But what they didn't report in the paper was that Burton was 10 times smarter than all of them. He embezzled millions and stashed it in an offshore account.
Kevin knits his brow.
When Vandergeld heard the story was going to break, he didn't want to be embarrassed. Well, there goes my job. You know, you're a good listener. It seems like you have the whole package.
As she smiles, Kevin leans in and kisses her tenderly on the lips. She returns the kiss and gently caresses the back of his neck. At the restaurant, Marcus uses a payphone. Back at the mansion, Kevin and Denise passionately kiss. Sighing, he sits up.
Oh, man.
He takes out his cell phone and flips it open.
Hello?
Yo, Kev, you gotta go.
What? Now?
Yeah, now. We on our way.
Come on, man, can't you stall him for a little while?
Look, this man sang to me, he tried to kiss me, and on top of that, he been farting for the last 20 minutes.
All right, I'll be there in a minute. Bye.
Marcus hangs up.
Oh, cottontail.
I'm coming, nigga.
Now, Harper and Gomez rummage through the Wilson suite.
Gomez, what the hell are we looking for?
I don't know. Something just ain't right about these girls. I'm gonna check the bathroom.
As his partner walks away, Harper shrugs. Scanning the room, he paces a few steps, then glances down. A pair of white lacy panties lie on the floor. Harper looks toward the bathroom.
Find anything?
He picks up the panties.
No! Not yet.
He spreads the lacy garment between his gloved hands, grins, and smells them. Closing his eyes, he draws the panties closer to his face.
You're not going to believe what I...
Gomez holds two masks.
The hell are you doing?
Harper turns around and grins sheepishly.
Sniffing chicks' underwear, man. It's peaked. It's... what?
As his partner glares, Harper notices the masks and points to the panties. His eyes shift.
They're guys, aren't they?
Wow. You really are disgusting.
Harper drops the underwear. Now a convertible pulls up outside a nightclub. Inside, a crowd of fashionably dressed young men and women dance. Luttrell weaves his way past a hostess serving drinks and approaches Heath.
Can I buy you a drink?
Buzz off, Smallville.
Oh my God, I still don't get it. Guys think like if they buy you a drink, it's a free ticket into your pants. Well, it's not.
What can I get you, lady?
I'll have a panty dropper.
Screaming orgasm.
A slow, comfortable screw.
He looks at Marcus.
A blue balls on the rocks?
I've had that before. That's a good drink.
Don't drink too many.
Russ turns from the bar.
Luttrell, my man. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Hey, two apple my team.
You hitting that, bro?
This is a tough one to crack.
Tiffany Wilson? The ex-queen?
Yeah. Drop a couple of these babies in a drink, man.
Hey, you sure this will work?
Man, I just took two of them, and I'm telling you, I'm boning someone tonight, you know?
A blonde girl pushes Russ away. Luttrell mixes a drink and heads to the booth. Dressed as Brittany, Kevin sits next to Marcus.
That's for you, my little miracle whip. You need to loosen up.
Marcus notices a tablet dissolving in the drink.
That's for you.
Oh, my God. Is that Britney Spears?
Where?
As he looks, Marcus switches his drink.
Forget it. She just left.
Oops. She did it again.
Let's drink up.
Oh, let's do it.
Luttrell takes the tainted drink.
To the last drop.
As Marcus watches, Luttrell downs the mixture. He shifts in his seat and faces Marcus.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. You want to dance?
You know, that's a great idea. Here. Oh, baby. Let's go, girls.
Let's go.
Karen, Lisa, and Tori follow Marcus and Kevin past Luttrell. On a crowded dance floor, Marcus dances with Kevin.
Yo, I found out some interesting information. Ted Burton turned the tables on Vandergill. Tucked away $100 million. Been living the high life ever since he got out of prison. There goes our motive.
Elsewhere, while locking eyes with Heath, Karen grinds close to Lisa and licks her lips. Heather glares at her competition. Karen backs up against her friend.
Those skanks think that they're hot?
She faces her sister.
Oh, let's show them what sexy really is.
As Megan smiles, Heather approaches Heath and kisses him passionately. Karen watches them and frowns. Climbing onto the counter of the bar, Heather signals to Megan. Her sister slides on with her and takes Heather's hand. Heather pulls her up and the Vandergeld sisters writhe seductively. As Marcus and Kevin watch, Heather hikes up her skirt and shakes her hips.
Wow!
Karen leads Lisa and Tori across the dance floor. The Vandergeld sisters stop dancing and smirk. As men help the girls down from the bar, several girls join Karen's crew. Heather and Megan head toward them with three girls. The two crews meet in the center.
You girls want some of this?
Bring it on, sisters!
Okay, let's do it!
5, 6, 7, 8!
Hopping forward to the beat, the Vandergeld's crew make a chomping motion with one hand, then blow their fingers like a smoking gun. The girls teeter stiffly and wave their arms. Grinning, Heather turns to her girls. Megan and her sister lick their lips, shifting their hips as they move low to the ground. Standing, they slap their behinds. Karen and her girls step forward, bend at the waist, and pump their arms. Hands on their knees, they whip their heads around. Glaring, the girls punch their palms. Marcus and Kevin cheer them on. With their bent arms at shoulder level, Karen's crew place one forearm atop the other, then alternately raise and lower them at their sides. They face sideways and thrust their hips. Placing one hand on the floor, the girls swing their hips from side to side. Karen poses with her hands behind her head. Now the Vandergeld sisters bounce their hands over their chests. They hop around on one foot. With their backs to Karen, the girls shimmy their behinds. The Vandergelds point at Karen, then walk, making a scooping motion with their arms. Leaning forward, they shimmy their shoulders and strike a pose.
We
Karen shrugs and motions for her girls to walk away. Marcus and Kevin leave past their exiting friends.
I know you hookers don't think this is over with. Let's kick it old school.
They high-five each other. Facing each other, they join two lifted feet and dance in a circle. Marcus climbs on Kevin, jumps over his head, and flips over. While Marcus bounces on his knees, Kevin taps his head like a ball. Smiling, Karen, Lisa, and Tori jump up. The Vandergelt sisters pump their arms, then lift their bended legs and thrust forward. They stop dancing and move back. Marcus hops around the dance floor, then kicks out his feet and twists. With his hands on his hips, Kevin slides his feet in all directions. As the crowd claps, Marcus launches into a backflip off Kevin's hands. In unison, the disguised partners groove from side to side. Megan and Heather trade a frown as the partners drop to the floor on their hands. They rotate their legs around their bodies, then spin around and twirl their legs in the air. Holding their chests, Marcus and Kevin propel their legs like helicopter blades. Now they spin on their heads. As Megan gawks, the two dancers spin into poses. Lisa pumps her arms high and Karen fans herself. Prancing around the dance floor, Marcus glares at the Vandergelts and Heather and Megan frown. As Marcus and Kevin hug their excited friends, Karen glances back at Heath. Heather grabs Megan's hand.
Get out of my way! Move it!
She drags Heath back with them.
I need a drink.
Karen rolls her eyes and walks off. As her friends follow, the crowd resumes dancing. Now Russ joins Luttrell and Baby.
Hey, Luttrell, my man!
Luttrell's eyes roll back.
So, did it work, man?
Breathing heavily, Luttrell shifts.
Oh, no. But I gotta dance. I gotta hit this.
He grits his teeth and passes Baby to Russ.
Oh, hold the dog. Hold the dog.
Luttrell gets up and leaves the booth. In a bathroom, Kevin and Marcus hold Karen's hair back.
I paid thousands of dollars on this outfit, and do you think he even noticed? It's gonna be okay. Little Miss Vandergill walks in, and he just forgets all about me.
Okay, let it out.
Oh, I wonder.
She wipes puke from her lips.
If he would think she was so hot, if he knew that she is broke.
Vandergilt's broke?
Karen puts her puke-covered hand to Kevin's lips.
We mustn't talk of such things.
No, no.
I won't. Leave him. But yes, they're broke. My father even had to loan her father money just so that they could keep their house. They just paid us back.
Karen hugs their heads close to hers.
You guys, oh. I love you guys. I love you so much.
Oh, God, thank you. Could we get you some gum or a mint or something?
Hey, little girl.
Meanwhile, Baby licks Russ's face. He holds the dog out and stares into its eyes.
Really? I love you too.
Open-mouthed, Russ pulls the dog close. Marcus arrives.
What the hell are you doing? Give me her. Sicko. Where's Luttrell?
On the dance floor.
Sweat glistening on his bulging chest and arms, Luttrell thrusts his hips as he points his index finger up and down. He blows on a whistle hanging from a chain around his neck. Dancing by himself, he does stilted, mime-like movements, then shimmies side to side, popping his shoulders. Luttrell spins, wearing glow necklaces around his forearms and holding two glow sticks. Morning. Sunlight spills over a bed where Luttrell sleeps soundly next to a blonde. Waking, Luttrell squints, then grins at the head of feathered hair beside him.
Good morning, Snowflake.
Russ's eyes pop open, and he slowly faces Luttrell. They bolt upright. In New York, the real Tiffany reads the Post.
Oh, my God. Brittany?
What?
We're on page 6.
No. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Look, Wilson Sisters Rockhamptons.
A picture shows Marcus and Kevin dancing.
We were in the Hamptons this weekend.
Oh, no! We've been cloned!
Now Gina and her friend head toward the Royal Hamptons Hotel.
He's got to be around here somewhere. Girl, wait a minute. Isn't that Marcus right there?
Marcus closes some curtains.
That's him, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, lying dog.
Gotcha. Marcus!
You sound like Gina.
Marcus!
Gina! Shh! Don't answer it. She'll go away. No, she won't.
I'm not going anywhere until you open this door.
I told you. Okay, what am I going to do? Just get rid of her. Okay, I'll get rid of her. You hide the stuff. Yeah.
Kevin wears his Britney mask and wig. In hotel robes, Marcus tosses Kevin a bag, knocking him down.
I'm coming, baby.
Kevin, what about
that? Oh, nothing. Okay, baby, I'm coming.
As Kevin hides fake breasts in a glass jar, Marcus goes to the door.
I'm coming. Hey, baby.
Gina glares.
Hi, Moo Boo.
As Marcus puckers for a kiss, Gina strides past him.
Nice room you got, Marcus.
Hey, baby, what you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on assignment.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Marcus touches his lip.
Oh, no, that's Kool-Aid. You want some? You know, it's filled with lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Gina looks at his open robe.
Is that a bra?
Oh, no, this... This is the new holsters they gave us at work. The government issue. See, you could take and put two guns in there and you just freeze. FBI.
She storms into the bedroom.
I know somebody's in here.
Baby, nobody's in here. Baby, nobody's in here. See?
Marcus sees Kevin behind a glass door.
Nobody's in here. Check under the bed.
Check under the bed.
As Marcus pushes Gina down between the beds, he waves Kevin on. The disguised agent hurries into the bathroom.
See, nobody there, right? Nobody there.
You know what? I'm gonna look in the bathroom. That's
right. Wait, no. Don't check the bathroom.
Really?
Oh, don't check the bathroom!
As they go into one door, Kevin comes out another and sneaks back into the living room.
See? Nothing in the bathroom. Nobody in the bathroom, nobody in the room. See? Everybody can know nothing here. See? You know, baby, this gotta stop.
No,
we can't have love if we ain't got trust.
I know, but baby, look, okay, I was at the restaurant and the card wouldn't go through.
Baby, listen. If we don't have trust, we don't have nothing.
Behind them, Kevin opens the door.
Gina!
Gina's friend sees him.
There she is right there.
Gina turns from the white blonde-wigged Kevin and focuses her hurt gaze on Marcus.
Now, baby, I can explain.
I knew it.
I know, but baby, it's not what you think. It's, baby...
As she and her friend storm out of the room, Marcus and Kevin peer after her.
Baby, it's not what you think! He's a man!
You're sick!
Russ approaches in a wheelchair.
Woo! Lovely ladies here today, boys.
Hey, Russ! What happened to you?
I fell?
As the real Wilson sisters arrive at the hotel, Harper and Gomez spot them.
We have to find them and stop them before they execute their evil plan.
Wait, what do they look like?
Duh, us.
Afternoon, ladies.
The chief would like to have a word with you.
Oh my God, Tiffany.
What?
They're the men in black.
They grab Come the girls.
On. Hey, easy for me, buddy, John.
Just
hey,
move it along, pal. Let's go.
In the ops room.
Chief, we just got confirmation. Burton's arrived at JFK.
Yeah, I want him trailed, but give him plenty of room. I don't want anyone jumping the gun. I want to get this guy red-handed.
Gomez and Harper drag in the Wilson sisters.
Let's go.
Hey,
right this way, girls.
What the hell are you guys doing with the Wilson sisters?
Chief, these aren't the Wilson sisters.
No, sir. Chief, check this out.
He pulls Tiffany's face and hair.
What are you doing?
That's on there pretty good.
Let her go.
That's nothing. Chief, how about...
Gomez yanks on Brittany's tube top.
Ooh, those are nice.
That's enough, hey! Okay, that's enough!
Chief, I don't know how he did that, but you can't fake these.
No.
Harper pulls off Tiffany's skirt. The chief gapes. Tiffany slugs Harper. Now Marcus and Kevin answer their doors, Tiffany and Brittany. Gordon frowns at them.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. Is that beautiful?
Save it.
Later, he addresses the undisguised agents.
Because of you, I had to suspend two of my best agents.
But, Chief, I can explain.
I don't want to hear it. You're just lucky we caught Burton before he could strike.
But Burton is not our guy.
Yeah, Chief. Let me guess. Women's intuition. You're both fired. Turning your guns and your badges. This operation is over.
Come on, Chief, you can't fire us.
I just did.
They watch him leave.
Forget him, Marcus. We can do this ourselves. Look, all we gotta do is...
Wait.
We? Kevin, this ain't about we. It's never been. It's about you. You come up with some stupid idea and I'm dumb enough to go along with it. And look where it's gotten me, Kevin. I just lost my wife and my job because of you. So don't tell me about we no more, right?
Now Vandergeld smokes a cigar by a fire.
They bought it. The FBI is backing up. They'll be out of our hair in a couple hours. We can make the grab tonight. You sure you and your friend can get the job done?
He faces Heath.
Would I let you down, Mr. V?
Now wearing dark suits, Kevin and Marcus drive down a sunny street.
Hey, man. I just want to say sorry.
Forget about it, dude.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been selfish. And I'm always dragging you into everything. I never even asked what it is that you want to do. I don't know. There's something about always having you around. It makes me want to step up my game. Guess it's because I always know you're going to have my back. Hello? Thanks.
Giving a slight smile, Kevin hangs up the phone.
Who's that?
That was Josh. Turns out that Vandergeel's prince was all over the ransom note.
What are you doing?
Calling the chief.
No, you ain't. You said we could do this on our own, right?
What about backup?
Hey, I got you. You got me. That's all the backup we need.
Triple T, K-A. Time to totally kick ass.
Marcus spins the car into a U-turn and they speed off. Now Harper and Gomez sit at a bar.
Three generations at the Bureau and I'm the first to get fired. My dad is gonna kill me.
Gomez answers his cell.
Yeah, what? Who? Copeland.
Copeland, you dick!
You got a lot of nerve calling. A lot of nerve. Where? Better not be wrong about this.
What?
I think we might be getting our jobs back.
What are you talking about?
We gotta go.
What do you mean, go?
How about this? RuPaul or Whoopi Goldberg? Hmm?
I told you I'm not playing your game.
Oh, come on.
Now waiters and waitresses dressed in white serve champagne to white-clad socialites. A fashion runway juts out into the crowded room. Marcus and Kevin enter dressed as Tiffany and Brittany in stylish white clothes. They gaze around the crowded party.
Any sign of Vandergeel?
I don't see him.
All right, keep an eye out for him. If it's going down, it's going to go down here.
Thank God.
Their friends approach.
I did it.
You did what?
I've got you into the fashion show.
Oh, my God!
You didn't hear that?
We're in the fashion show.
Not if we don't get moving. Come on, let's go. Get the light out, ladies.
Backstage, Megan and Heather face a flamboyantly dressed designer.
You mean the Wilson sisters are in?
And we're out?
I'm sorry, ladies. That's just the way it is. They're hot, you're not, so deal with it, huh? You, straighten up that blouse right now.
That's impossible! We've been on that catwalk every summer for 6 years straight!
Look, let's just cut to the chase. Who do we have to sleep with for us to get in the show?
Oh, honey, you're so barking up the wrong tree right now, really.
If you nail this, you're a shoo-in for the cover of Hampton's Magazine.
Darlings, where have you been?
Megan, don't!
Megan goes after him.
This is unacceptable. They just messed with the wrong girls.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Can we get the Wilson sisters their outfits now, Wilson, please? Go!
Heath approaches Karen.
Hey, can we... Listen, you were incredible at the nightclub last night.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thanks.
And Heather's going to be leaving after the party tonight, and I was thinking, you know, maybe you could come by around 2, maybe that 3 a.m.
Karen's eyes widen. She glances at Marcus, who stares resolutely. Karen narrows her eyes at Heath.
You know what? I don't think so.
Excuse me?
Heath, you think I'm just a booty call? Well, not. And I deserve better than that. I'm tired of being your doormat.
Karen's friends smile proudly.
Doormat? Honey.
He holds her chin.
What makes you think you're that special?
He lightly taps it with his fist and walks off. As Karen hangs her head, Marcus turns Heath to face him.
Asswipe.
He punches Heath into a table spread with glasses. The girls gape. Heath faces Marcus with a cocky grin.
You're gonna regret that.
I'm so scared.
Heath leaves.
Oh, my God! Tiffany! Thank you so much, honey.
I am so proud of you.
Thanks. I just wish I didn't feel so crappy.
Oh, honey.
He strokes her hair.
Sometimes a man can't see, and he has someone so special sitting right in front of him.
Are you, like, a lesbian?
Marcus shifts his eyes to one side.
I better go get changed.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we are proud to present the Fall Couture line Aubrey Allure. Please take your seat.
In the white showroom tent, Gina and her friend crawl in under the tent's hanging side.
Invitation my ass.
They don't know how we do.
No.
Let's just play.
Her friend grabs a cocktail off a waiter's tray. On the catwalk, models strut in wearing colorful sleeveless mini dresses. Each outfit shows differing combinations of ruffle, sequins, and feather trim. Flashes pop as photographers snap picture after picture. Backstage, the real Wilson sisters rush the designer.
Go, go, take my
people. Aubrey! Aubrey!
As they hug him, he grins uneasily.
Didn't we just have this conversation? Can we get these fantastic supermodels back into their dressing rooms, please?
I can't believe it.
Out on the catwalk, Kevin and Marcus vogue in their disguises. They model long skirts decorated with seashell-shaped ruffles. Latrell blows a kiss. Patrons nod as Marcus and Kevin strut, swinging their hips. They reach the end of the catwalk and mug to the paparazzi like rap stars. As they head back up the catwalk, they halt and shoot a look with attitude over their shoulders. They flounce out of sight. Now the real Wilson sisters arrive on the catwalk. They wear bustiers and miniskirts. Latrell, Tony, and other patrons swap amazed looks.
Oh, they changed that quick.
On the catwalk, the gangly girls affect a haughty air. Backstage, Heather and Megan hold fluffy swan dresses.
These ought to get the critics' attention.
They plant them in the Wilsons' changing rooms. Meanwhile, Marcus and the real Tiffany both arrive on the catwalk. Patrons trade confused looks as they strut side by side. They notice each other and gawk. Marcus hides his face behind his fan. Tiffany yanks it away and he smiles daintily. As he hurries off, she chases him. They stop, acknowledge the audience with attitude, and hustle out the same way. The crowd glimpses Aubrey scrambling after Tiffany, then prodding her in the opposite direction. Backstage, Aubrey directs Marcus and Kevin.
Okay, second changes, everybody. Go, go, go. Now!
Now Heather stirs paint.
This will be a nice little treat.
Meanwhile, three models sashay off the runway. One holds a parasol. Marcus and Kevin step out wearing the swan dresses. As the other models come out behind them, the agents stop strutting and look around self-consciously. Tori, Lisa, Aubrey, and Karen watch from backstage.
Oh my God, what's happening?
As Marcus and Kevin turn to flee, they bump into the other models who fall like dominoes. The agents try to help the other girls up. As a model in a sequin gown comes out, beads spill across the runway. Slipping in her high heels, she and another girl fall. As Kevin goes to help the two other models, they tumble into the audience. Marcus accidentally bumps another girl off the runway. She crashes through a table. Backstage.
Oh, she's okay. I'm ruined.
As Aubrey faints, Karen spots Heather and Megan on a catwalk.
It's like some people just don't know when to quit. Come on, girls.
Meanwhile, Kevin and Marcus grab each other for balance. They fall back down, sending more models flying into the audience. Backstage, Karen approaches a cable crank.
Karen, what are you doing?
Look, someone has got to give those girls a taste of their own medicine.
As she releases the crank, the catwalk lurches. Megan and Heather fall over the railing and onto the runway. They get to their feet, then look up. Red paint spills on them and splashes the white-clad audience. As photographers snap pictures of the doused sisters, a slick-haired man wipes paint off the lenses of his thick, horn-rimmed glasses.
So revolutionary, it's so bold and so... so brilliant!
Heather and Megan look at each other. Marcus and Kevin applaud. Holding hands, Heather and Megan run backstage. Alone on the runway, the disguised agents strut their stuff. Marcus poses with his arms outstretched. The real Tiffany and Brittany run out. In the audience, a woman covers her mouth. As others point, Vandergild whispers to his wife. The lights go out. Sparks shoot up from the sides of the runway, two at a time, moving from front to back. A man in ruffled pants twirls out from backstage. He holds up a giant scepter and leads out a Chinese parade dragon. Vandergild rolls his eyes. The dragon winds across the runway, encircling the real and fake Wilson sisters. The dragon heads off into the audience, leaving behind Kevin and Tiffany.
Brittany! Where are you?
Kevin spots the hem of a swan dress and a pair of legs under the dragon. He charges across the showroom, dashing from tabletop to tabletop. Vandergild furrows his brow as Kevin tackles the dragon. As Heath's gun discharges in the air, Marcus elbows the young man. Tony pushes Luttrell to the ground. As Russ draws a gun, Kevin punches him out. Heath socks Marcus.
I told you you were going to regret it.
You hit like a bitch. Come on.
Vandergild nabs the Wilson sisters.
Run and I'll shoot you. Come on.
They move off. Marcus works over Heath's body with his fists, then flips him to the ground. The agent sweeps back his blonde locks. Nearby, Russ breaks a chair over Kevin's head. The agent glares through his blue contact lenses.
My turn.
Mama.
Kevin punches him into a pyramid of champagne glasses.
Girl, we gonna need some backup.
Gina's friend uses a cell.
Hey, girl, call Nene and Laquanda. Tell them to bring the Vaseline and the straight razors. These bitches on some other shit.
What's going on?
Tony peeks over his table.
Don't touch my dress.
No. Vandergill's got Tiffany. What? No one messes with my queen.
What? Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
These damn G-strings are killing me. Oh.
Heath shakes out his head and reaches for his gun.
Freeze! FBI.
Harper and Gomez aim their pistols.
You guys take care of those two. We're gonna go after Vandergild.
Copeland, you're gonna need this.
He throws Kevin his firearm.
Well, let's go.
They follow Vandergild backstage.
FBI, freeze!
Heather, Megan, and their mom gape.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Heather, why don't you take your mother and your sister and go on home?
Daddy, why are you doing this?
Daddy didn't tell you? He's broke.
What do you mean broke? Like Martha Stewart broke? Or MC Hammer broke?
MC Hammer broke!
No!
I've been funneling money out of the charity into a private account just to get us by.
Denise holds a microphone as her cameraman films the scene.
Are you filming this? Are you filming this? I'll give you something to shoot.
Kevin tackles Denise as Vandergild fires.
Get out of my way!
I can't do that.
No!
Luttrell leaps in front of Marcus. Kevin aims his gun.
Drop it!
He shoots Vandergild. Tony rushes to Luttrell's side.
I got you, man. Man, we're gonna get that stain now. Don't worry.
Don't move!
Kevin kicks away Vandergild's gun.
Warren Vandergild, you are under arrest.
Marcus grins, then pats Luttrell's arm.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate what you did. That was real brave of you.
I had no choice. I couldn't let them take my... one true love away.
Hey, dude, I ain't what you think I am.
Baby, we all got secrets. It's okay.
As the agent pulls off his mask and wig, Tori, Karen, and Lisa stand slack-jawed. Luttrell's lip quivers.
Are you telling me that you are not?
Yeah, I'm not a woman.
White? Oh, the deception. The betrayal, man. You deceived me.
Calm down. I'm an FBI agent. I was uncovering a...
Negro, please. Didn't somebody tell you this was an all-white party? Huh? Someone get this jigaboo away from me.
Are you okay?
Kevin approaches Denise.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. So do I get to see my knight in shining armor?
Well...
Get a leg!
Gina jumps on his back.
You ain't me. Never met nobody
it's
like me.
Me.
You don't know who you make with my name.
Me.
Hello.
Me.
She unmasks him.
Kevin? Latrell?
Gina.
Marcus? Oh, this is some Jerry Springer shit.
Now Gordon paces through a puddle of red paint.
Once again, you guys managed to do everything I told you not to do. You caused over $250,000 worth of damage. Two people were shot, but at least you got the right guy. Good work.
Thanks a lot, Chief. But we couldn't have done it without Gomez and Harper.
All right. See you all in the office tomorrow.
All right. Hey, good work, guys.
Kevin watches Denise give a report.
Who will be featured on the cover of Hampton's magazine?
All right, I gotta go take care of some business. See you guys on Monday.
So, who do you think wore those panties you were sniffing? Kevin or Marcus?
Gomez, I told you. I was looking for DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what are you laughing at, Denzel?
Oh, what a beautiful chocolate man.
Hey, you guys got some work to do?
I'm Denise Porter. Good night.
Denise? Hi. I'm Kevin Copeland. I'm an FBI agent. I make $30,000 a year after taxes. I don't drive a Bentley, and I don't have a house on the hill. But I'd really, really, really like to take you out.
Are you kidding me? Any man...
She grins.
...who would jump in front of a bullet for me... ...can definitely take me on a date.
They kiss and hug. As firemen cross the tent, Marcus approaches his wife.
Baby?
Come on, girl, let's go.
Baby, can I just, please...
Marcus, I have nothing more to say to you.
I know, just listen to me, please. Gina, I lied to you. I've hid things from you. But I've never cheated on you. But I am guilty. I'm guilty of paying more attention to my job than I do my wife. I'm guilty of not appreciating all the little things you do for me. Like getting your hair done. Wearing that sweet-smelling Chanel cologne I love so much. Well, my biggest crime is I didn't tell you I loved you every single day.
Ugh. I'm not even gonna let him off that easy. Let's
go. Will you shut up? Okay.
Gina blinks pensively as she faces her husband.
I love you.
She smiles. Marcus gives her a kiss. Nearby, Latrell holds his arm in a sling as Tiffany and Brittany walk him across the tent.
A wheelchair?
Yes, but the feeling will come back, I promise. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm home now. Back up, Tony.
Marcus and Kevin approach Lisa, Karen, and Tori.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi. So you guys were pretending to be them the entire time?
Yes, we were, but we was only doing our job. I hope you guys aren't too pissed off at us.
I'm so bummed. He liked Brittany and Tiffany, like, so much more when you were them. So much more.
So, I guess this means we won't be hanging out anymore.
Oh, don't say that. Of course we will. We'll hang out.
Yeah, we're gonna all get together and we're gonna go...
Credits appear, directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Screenplay by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Andy McElfrish, Michael Anthony Snowden, Javier Cook. Story by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans, and Marlon Wayans. Produced by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Rick Alvarez, Lee R. Mays. Director of Photography, Stephen Bernstein, ASC. Production designer, Paul J. Peters. Film editors, Jeffrey Stephen Gerson, Stuart Pape, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Jamie King, Frankie Faison, Lachlan Mundo, John Hurd. Busy Phillips, Terry Crews, Brittany Daniel, Eddie Velez, Jessica Caulfield, Maitland Ward, Ann Dudick, Rochelle Eitz. Casting by Lisa Beach, CSA, and Sarah Katzman, CSA. Music by Teddy Castellucci. Music supervision by Lisa Brown. Makeup effects created by Greg Canham and Keith Vanderlane. Costume designer, Jory Woodman. Revolution Studios presents a Wayan Brothers production, a film by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Credits roll. Unit production manager, Lee R. Mays. First assistant director, Jim Brebner. Second assistant director, James A. Bitonti.
White girl.
Cast, Sean Wayans as Kevin Copeland. Marlon Wayans as Marcus Copeland. Jamie King as Heather Vandergeld. Frankie Faison as Chief Elliot Gordon. Lachlan Mundo as Agent Jake Harper. John Hurd as Warren Vandergeld. Busy Phillips as Karen. Terry Crews as Latrell Spencer. Brittany Daniel as Megan Vandergeld. Eddie Velez as Agent Vincent Gomez. Jessica Caulfield as Tori. Maitland Ward as Brittany Wilson. Ann Dudick as Tiffany Wilson. Rochelle Eitz as Denise Porter. Jennifer Carpenter as Lisa. Vaughn Chambers as Gina Copeland. John Reardon as Heath. Stephen Graham as Russ, Party Boy. Drew Sidora as Shaunice. Casey Lee as Tony. Heather McDonald as Saleswoman. Kevin Blatch as Ashroy. Taras Kostyuk as Russian. Zoltan Barabas as Drug Dealer. Brad Laurie and Paul Lazenby as Dealer Henchman. David Lewis as Josh. Ben Nempton as Hampton's Hotel Guy. Susie Joachim as Elaine Vandergeld. Kirby O'Neill, Shannon Daggs, and Jennifer Berry as Hampton Girls. Patrick Bainham as Hampton Sky. Christy Angus as Wheelchair Girl. Marshall Virtue as Purse Snatcher. John Moore as Arnold Spicer. Frazier Atchison and James Michaelopoulos as strippers. Ricardo Scarabelli as FBI agent. Liam Ranger and Zach Nicholson as boys on beach. Luciana Caro as waitress. Michael Shore as waiter at Hampton's restaurant. Lillian Lee as housekeeper. Melissa Panton and Karen Schellenberg as Karen's backup dancers. Heather Robertson, Joanne Fasusich, and Jennifer Gleckstuck as Vandergeld dance team. David Mansky as fashion critic and Charlie as baby the dog. Stunt coordinators, Eddie Watkins, Marshall Virtue, J.J. Macaro. Art director, Eric Norlin. Set decorator, Dominique Fauquet-Lamatre. Property master, Brian Korenberg. Script supervisor, Christine M. Wilson. Post-production supervisor, Debbie Bossi.
White girl.
Copyright 2004, Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC. All rights reserved.
Whether short or tall, whether blonde or brunette, I ain't met a white girl who I wouldn't do yet.
Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional.
The more I see, the more I do. Don't tell me it's the 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't want to know what's going on.
American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film.
White girl.
Judy.
This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Released by Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company.
Don't tell me it's the 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't want to know what's going on. Cause white girls won't go away.